A playwright is like God. She looks down on her world, sets the scene, populates it, plots it, decides its outcome. If it ends with a wedding, it's a comedy. If it ends with a funeral, it's a tragedy. She or he gives us passport to a new world, exotic, mundane, impossible, beautiful, and sometimes very, very ugly. Just like life, only at the theater, we are in the audience, and that makes it more comfortable. We have just had the privilege of attending the Oregon Shakespeare Festival in Ashland. We did not get tickets to one of the Bard's classics, Twelfth Night, or The Merchant of Venice, playing in honor of the festival's 75th anniversary. No, honestly, I'm not a fan of Shakespeare. I respect the man greatly, but it's too much work for me. I like the film Shakespeare in Love more than I liked Romeo and Juliet. It's hard to admit that, but it's the truth. We stayed on the fringe of the festival, and we were lucky to see the world premiere of American Night, a collaborative creation by the legendary socio-political comedy team known as Culture Clash. In it, we follow, or maybe we chase would be a better verb, the story of a young Mexican father, Juan Jose, separated from his wife and new baby still in Mexico, while he jumps through hoops of hope and prepares himself for the exam to become an American citizen. Set against a simple steel backdrop, first graffitied with the phrase, "Borders are scars on the land," written in Spanish, Juan Jose's journey begins with his trek across the desert as the projector screen shows us how Juan walked to America. We catch up with Juan Jose the night before his exam, cheered on by his two new Mormon friends, hoping that he not only switches countries, but deities as well, to help them spread the good word to his gente Latino. This is just one minor yet sharp note in the brilliant operatic comedy that takes us on a fantastic journey to the center of American history, through the dream state of our hero, Juan Jose. This play is a byproduct of over 30 years of collaboration between Richard Montoya, Herbert Singuenza, who also star, and Rick Salinas of Culture Clash. In American Night, we are given a thorough history lesson peppered with pernicious pop culture beginning at the end of the Mexican-American War and the signing of the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo, where, upon doing so, Mexico surrenders lands from California, New Mexico, Arizona, and Texas. In his dream as the signatura on the treaty, Juan Jose makes himself a fugitive in what just 5 minutes ago was his country. The irony starts there and does not stop as Juan travels through the timeline as if on a skateboard through the ages, pausing only to mark undocumented moments in history that give more of a sense of diversity of who we are as Americans. Like Viola Pettis, the black Florence Nightingale of Texas, who in the days of the Spanish influenza even treated KKK members and their babies, deftly delivering the notion that there are good people in the world even if they don't make history. And even though our country is fraught with racism and the modern likes of Sheriff Joe Arpaio and Governor Jan Brewer, and divisions that linger from the original buying, selling, and stealing of America, this is still a place where dreams can come true. The metaphor of the dream of Juan Jose conjures the current-day Dream Act that will give undocumented immigrants a new lease on life. May it be so. Then, the next night, we attended in the same theater, miraculously transformed into the Congolese jungle, a chilling, thrilling work of Pulitzer Prize-winning playwright Lynn Nottage called Ruined. This play harkens to Brecht's Mother Courage, yet it is set in present-day Congo, where coltan, a main ingredient in our precious cell phones, is the new gold, and soldiers and rebels kill and maim with impunity to control the resources and exact revenge for the taking of their indigenous lands. We are at Mama Nadi's place deep in jungle land. She provides a refuge for girls, young women who must flee their villages, for their fate is sealed. They will either be killed or they will be raped in such violent, sadistic ways that their bodies are ruined for life. Mommy offers them her protection, but at the same time, they are for sale to soldiers who come to drink the beer and eat the maboke. Though this work is deeply disturbing, painful to witness for 2.5 hours, it penetrates the audience completely. The story revolves around Mammy and three women who are under her wing. Sophie, ruined at the edge of a soldier's bayonet. Salima, whose body was not only ruined by soldiers the day her husband went to buy her a much-wanted new pot, but her baby, Beatrice, is killed under a soldier's boot. and Josephine, once a chief's daughter, now a beautiful play toy for hungry, ugly men. Kimberly Scott, who was also a member of American Knights Ensemble, portrays Mommy Naughty with enormous courage, presence, and moral ambiguity, yet exudes an unflinching strength in the art of survival. She is a huge presence on the stage, tending her bar, unabashedly catering to the militiamen, at the same time aptly feathering her own jungle nest. The arc of this character is so strong, we know that life will go on, no matter what. I am heartened when not only am I in tears at the end of the play, but I see men crying as well, especially regarding this subject matter. And the brilliant thing is, though we witness the terrifying, irrational chaos of men with guns and unintelligible conflicts that change from day to day, somehow, out of this endless quagmire, the playwright shows us human beings are ultimately resilient, alive, and willing to love. That's the thing of life which art imitates, or vice versa. If one can find humor and love, then it's worth the trouble. We can sustain ourselves not only through our own testimonies, but in the theater we bear witness, and safe in the audience, we can experience lives we can only imagine or couldn't possibly. And it's good to remember in these unpredictable, somewhat unbearable times that this is just a story that we live in, and every day we turn the page. I invite you to become the playwright, director, and actor in your life. I guess Shakespeare said it best in As You Like It, "All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players." This is Sherry Glazer Love. Archive commentaries are available at sherryglazer.net.